This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. There's a Reader's Digest article about a true story of Hugh Carrier, who, when he was 10, was abducted by a man who was trying to get even with his father. And the man took the 10-year-old Hugh to a secluded spot. He stabbed him repeatedly with an ice pick, shot him in the head, and left him for dead. And miraculously, Hugh survived. He was blinded in one eye, but the incident left him emotionally scarred, as you would imagine. For years, he never went anywhere alone, and he could only sleep in his parents' room. He was actually very self-conscious about his injured eye, and he never smiled. So he became insecure and resentful. But when he was 13, Hugh Carrier got involved in the local Baptist church. He found acceptance and love in the youth ministry. He became a committed Christian. And one Wednesday night, he shared his testimony, and as he did so, he saw that his own horrible experience helped other people, and this helped him along the way. And he went to university, graduated with a degree in psychology, and went to full-time youth ministry. He graduated, married, had three children, and ever since then, God's used him in a powerful way to minister to the needs of adolescents particularly. But you know, eventually, he met his assailant, a man named David McAllister. And police found him eventually an old man in a nursing home, bedridden, feeble. And after they met this man, McAllister, the old man apologised to Hugh for all he'd done to him as a boy. But you know that Hugh forgave him. He went to visit him. The two of these men became friends. And McAllister, the man who attacked the boy, told Hugh how he'd grown up without a father, that he'd spent much time in jail, that he drank heavily, and that he'd always considered God to be something for weaklings. And so with Hugh's help, he began to pray, and eventually he died. But before this old man died, he became a Christian. And this is what Hugh Carrier said. "What that man did was not the end of my life. It was the beginning. As strange as it seems," he said, "that old man did more for me than he could ever have known. For in his darkness, I found a light that guides me still." Now, I tell you that story today. It's an amazing true story, is that it's not always bad when bad times come. What I'm saying is that God can even redeem the horrible, tragic experiences of life and in his own way somehow turn them into good. And that's, I think, a wonderful thought. So what are we supposed to do in those tough times? And I think we need to stay close to God. Sometimes we face unfairness in life. We blame God. Philip Yancey wrote the book Disappointment with God. He tells of a man by the name of Douglas who faced much unfairness in his life. His wife discovered a lump in her breast. The surgeons removed that breast, but the cancer spread to her lungs. And Douglas had to take over the household and look after his kids as his wife battled with the effects of chemotherapy. She couldn't keep her food down. She lost her hair, became depressed, very fearful. And one night, in the midst of this crisis, Douglas was driving down in the city street with his wife and a 12-year-old daughter. A drunk driver swerved across the line, smashed into the car, and his wife was badly hurt. His daughter had a broken arm, but Douglas received a massive blow to the head, and he was never the same again. He couldn't work, he would forget things, and it actually affected his vision. And so he was not able to continue life as he knew it. But he told Philip Yancey that he felt no disappointment in the way that God had dealt him this situation. He said his faith in God was strong. He said, "I learned first through my wife's illness and then through this accident not to confuse God with life." In other words, he realized that life is unfair, yeah, sure, but God is not life. He refused to let the unfairness of life push him from God. You think from the Bible, of course, of Abraham and Sarah, who were there, old people, but God had promised that they would have a child. And there we have the story, an amazing story. We do live in an unfair world. No one is exempt from the disappointments, but we can, of course, turn to God, who is fair. Well, thank you, Heavenly Father, that you can help us to see your holiness, your purity, and the path of life for each of us despite the disappointments. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.